Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Community Secretary Michael Gove is updating the government's definition of extremism to tackle the threats posed by Islamists and, we're told, the far right. But critics have raised concerns about the potential impact on free speech. Joining me now to discuss this is Alan Mendoza. He's founder and executive director of the Henry Jackson Society. He's been dealing with this issue for some years now. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Julia.
I'm just going to read out the definition again, the new definition, for people who are just tuning in, because I think it's important we actually know what people are saying, because basically this is about extremism as the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred or intolerance. OK, fair enough. That aims to, number one, I believe this is already in existence, negate or destroy the fundamental rights and freedoms of others, or two, undermine, overturn or replace the UK's system of liberal parliamentary democracy and democratic rights, or three, and this is the crucial new bit, intentionally create a permissive environment for others to achieve the results in one or two. Now, what do you make of this? What will this achieve?
Well, I'm worried that it's going to fall between two stools, to be quite honest. The first is, because there are so many sub-clauses and so many terms that will require interpretation, it means that you are at risk of perhaps not banning what you're looking to ban and instead catching unintended victims, as it were, in a ban, because the interpretation part means that a third party is going to have to come along and go, oh, well, this is what it means to be a permissive climate, or this is what it means to talk about removing rights. And then you know, again, X group might escape from that, Y group might end up in it. That's the first problem. The second problem is, because it's a problem inherently of interpretation, what happens if there's a change of government or a change of direction in the country and the people doing the interpretation change and decide to interpret it differently? Well, it would seem that you might have a lot of unintended consequences there, because, again, a lot of people who this government wouldn't intend to get caught up in extremism definition might be caught up as extremists going further down the line.
Yeah, indeed. I've got to be honest with you, I'm not even worried about the next government. I'm worried about this government. As I said a bit earlier, you know, they sent my information to a counterterrorism unit in the United States during lockdown because apparently I was such a threat just for being a journalist questioning government policy, which I thought was kind of my job as a journalist. And it was also the job of lots of MPs as well, who were also, and scientists, who were also questioning things. I don't trust this government one bit any more than I would trust the next government to protect my individual rights. But yeah, there is a concern about what is an extremist and an ideology based on violence, hatred, and intolerance. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, I know that trans ideology is definitely based on hatred and intolerance because it doesn't allow women to, you know, understand what women are or protect children. I think that's an unpleasant ideology. I'm not keen on Just Stop Oil and other climate activists who think that, quite falsely, that the threat to the planet is so great it justifies pretty much anything at all. Do I want these people branded as extremists? I'm not entirely sure that I do. I don't want them getting government money, as Stonewall does continually, and from many public bodies that we fund. But this is the thing. But that's my personal view. Were I the person making the decision, that'd be fine. But I won't be the person making the decision. So, as you say, interpretation, who does the interpreting, is the issue. And isn't that the problem with anything like this? That these things need to be spelled out really clearly, and it needs to be stuff that is either criminal or not criminal. And if it ain't criminal, it's no business of the government's.
Well, I can see why the government would want to maybe declare why public money and why public platforms shouldn't go to certain people. I think that's fair enough for government to say. But I would agree on the point about the interpretation side. The more you leave to interpretation in any definition, the more likely it is either to be abused or misused or misapplied or frankly misinterpreted from the idea of what the original interpreter wanted it to be. And it would have been much simpler, I think, to leave it at fairly hard issues. For example, you know, hatred and intolerance. Well, you know, your idea of that might differ from mine, might differ from a third person's, might differ from a fourth person's. And they're very subjective things. Violence, however, is very hard and clear. We understand, you know, certainly what that means. Undermining British liberal democracy, or rather challenging the institutions of that, yeah. That's obvious. We can see this and we understand that. Talking about removing rights.
I don't think we can that one, actually. I mean,
I think we can.
How?
I think if you have an ideology to replace liberal democracy with a fascist rule or a caliphate, I think that's pretty obvious, Julia, that is not compatible with British liberal democracy. I think on that point it is. Okay. On rights, though, I've got a concern. What about the government legislating to remove the right of people to smoke, for example?
Yeah.
Isn't that the removal of a right? Isn't that therefore an extremist thing? I'm puzzled about that one. I'm also puzzled about the creating a permissive atmosphere, because once again, that is a very subjective thing. Again, one person saying something might be regarded by one person as a permissive attitude, but not a second one. So there's too much interpretation here, I fear.
And again, we even get into the issue. I know Michael Gove was asked about this in various interviews this morning, about, you know, people on the streets and pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Number of the organisers of those demonstrations have very close links to Hamas, a proscribed terrorist organisation. People routinely chanting those demonstrations, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which is a slogan from Hamas and means the annihilation of Israel and, brackets, the Jewish people, because that's what it actually means. I mean, let's be honest about it. But no, he doesn't think that that would be something that would, you know, come, an action that would come under this issue. And certainly the police have seemed to have decided that that is an acceptable thing for not only the people to be chanting, but also to be, you know, put up and lights on the outside Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament as well. But many of us would say that is an unacceptable statement for people to be chanting on the streets of our country.
Well, again, this shows why it's quite important to say what you mean to ban rather than, you know, allowing it to be defined and then people having to ask a million questions to get there. You know, parts of Germany have banned the phrase river from the sea. The government said it's banned and that's that. Austria has banned it. There are other people thinking of a ban on that line. So it's clearly possible to ban that expression. It's clearly possible to say, for example, that we regard is
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Islamism or the fascist far right as being, you know, kind of ideologies that are extremist. That's perfectly possible to say and to do. But what we haven't done that in that definition, and that concerns me. What we've done is taken a definition which is going to require more people to interpret it, and we are then going to run the risk that we will end up with weird anomalies because They can't agree on what to interpret. And it may well end up that this government bans, or rather, you know, labels only a very few groups as extremist. And a future government who's changed the criteria for what, for example, rights and values are and things like that, will end up banning a lot more. And again, that cannot be a very sensible position to be in.
No, indeed. Although, of course, Labour could just bring this in themselves anyway, even if this wasn't brought in. A lot of people are getting in touch on social media and texting with us this morning, basically saying, but this is just more talk, it's more words, it's not action. We've already got plenty of laws in place to tackle extremism. We just don't enact a lot of those laws. We don't actually see the arrests of people who are breaking the law very blatantly. We don't see people being suitably punished for that. So we haven't got that deterrent. So more talk, like, you know, like Rishi Sunak's speech outside Downing Street the other week, it doesn't make any difference. You can put people on lists, you can talk about this stuff and wag your finger as much as you want. If you're not actually doing anything about it, it counts for nothing.
Well, I think this will make a difference in the field of government, in the field of public money, the sort of institutions of the state. Yeah,
but only government money. Every quango and local council can carry on funding anyone they want.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how far it goes in terms of where the criteria are for what is defined as public sector or, you know, people not engaging. You know, for example, the NHS will not be this. And it's amazing to think that they are at the moment. They are. Yeah. So there will be some action. However, what you raise is important. This is clearly not, and it wasn't intended to be, a legal definition in the sense of increasing criminal burdens on that sort of way. So we do have a problem here. It's not going to help resolve the problem that many people in this country feel, that the police are standing by and allowing extremism to flourish under their noses. It doesn't appear to do much for, you know, sort of abuse on social media or such like as well. So we're not seeing at the hard end the action. It's a good start, you know, in the sense of government taking action to, you know, to take the most obvious steps to remove extremism from the public purse, as it were. Mm. But beyond that, we have a big fight to go, and this isn't necessarily going to help. And in some cases, it may hurt. For example, if there is a group that is not, or a phrase, or whatever, that is not then defined as extremist by the government, there is an argument that those groups will say, well, even the government doesn't define us as an extremist. How can you call us extremist going forward? So because it's a halfway house, it's very awkward.
Can I ask you just in terms of whether or not Michael Gove, and we don't know whether he will or not, is actually going to name some of the groups, he'll have parliamentary privilege to do that and say they're extremist groups. Muslim Council of Britain, Cage International, two groups that the government has basically, you know, cut all ties with, say that they are concerned they might bring a legal challenge to that. Would those be organisations that you would have, shall we say, concerns about?
Yeah, what he said this morning is quite interesting. I don't think we're going to see a list, because he was asked explicitly, will you be naming groups? And he said, it's not for me to do that. I have to look at all the evidence. And then once the evidence is passed, et cetera, then I can make a judgment on that basis. So I don't think we will see a group unless the evidence has appeared in the last 2 hours suddenly before him in that way. But yes, certainly there are groups in this country who, in my view, do undermine the liberal democratic institutions of the state and do, at the very least, incite to violence. And the big question is whether they will be included on any such list. And if they're not included, like I said, the danger is that it gives them carte blanche to claim we're not extremists because the government haven't said so. But of course, because the government's applying such, you know, kind of curious different bits and pieces of this definition to it, it'll be unclear whether that's the correct stance to take. And once again, it comes down to the more complicated you make a definition, the more subject to interpretation it is, and the more dangerous it is.
We're going to get into more difficulty. Just finally, I just want to briefly bring you some breaking news about terror arrests in the last year. 42 children, so those under the age of 18, were arrested for terrorist-related activities last year. It's the highest on record. The new figures reveal that the number of suspected terrorist teens increased by 31% compared to 2022. New data showing that 219 people of all ages were arrested for terror-related activities last year. It's up one-third on the previous year. Islamist extremists accounted for 65%, so that's two-thirds of the people in custody, while just over a quarter were extreme right-wing, 9% had other ideologies. Alan Mendoza, what do you make of that news?
Well, I make of that once again, it has been confirmed that radical Islam poses the greatest threat to this country through extremism and terrorism. And anyone who's denying that, and people have been going out for the last few days claiming that there is, you know, some kind of targeting. There's no targeting. This is about attacking an ideology, an extreme end of Islam, that needs to be tackled because it poses a threat to the life and safety of people in this country. And until we get that message through to the authorities and beyond, we are at risk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.